Nayla Jefferson, thanks so much for joining us on WCLK.
Thank you for having me. And I have to say thank you to Bronze Lens for hosting Vanishing Pearls in Atlanta.
People have a general sense of what the BP Gulfwater Horizon incident was all about. But if you're sitting watching the evening news thousands of miles away, it doesn't hit home the way it does to the people that actually live in the Gulf. And you have focused on this one small community and these oyster fishermen, African Americans predominantly, and the toll that this event has taken on them. Could you talk a little bit about why you were drawn to this small community?
Well, I'm from New Orleans, just 55 miles away from Point Lahash. And before this spill, I had no idea that this community existed. I never thought about who caught the seafood that I enjoy so much. But when I learned that it was these small family businesses that have lived along the Gulf Coast for generations after generation, I was just so intrigued by them. I went down to Point Lahash, and I was really welcomed with open arms. These people have a history of struggle and overcoming struggle to become independent fishermen. And I wanted to tell their story, a story that hadn't been told before. This is an African-American community, like you said, in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana. And during one of my first visits, I was told a story about how the history of Plaquemines Parish had been written before, written in a book. And it didn't include any of the accomplishments of African-Americans. And when one community member asked the author, why not? His response was, well, if you want a book written with your history in it, write it yourself. So for me, this is finally giving the African-Americans who contributed so much to Plaquemines Parish, particularly Point Lahash, this is finally giving them the voice that they never had and giving them an opportunity to tell their history.
And as your movie points out, there is a long history of African-Americans getting the short end of the stick in Plaquemines Parish. And the BP oil spill was just the latest in a long series of troubling setbacks, some natural, some man-made. Obviously, Katrina had an awful toll. One of the people that you focus on is a very courageous man named Byron Incalade. And I wondered if you could talk a little bit about Byron Incalade and explain to people why he's a hero. We live in an age where people think athletes are heroes, but when you talk about this man, he truly is a hero, isn't he?
He truly is. Byron Incalade is a Vietnam vet. He returned home not long after his community had just overcome turmoil from the hand dredge law. It was a law that basically put their way of life out of business. They were independent fishermen. They come up with a new innovative way of fishing that finally allowed them to get off of what were called sharecropping boats and working for larger white boat owners. He came home then and he realized that if his community didn't have a voice, then they would forever be fighting these types of laws and forever be fighting this type of disenfranchisement. So from a young age, I want to say that was in his mid-20s, he has really stood up for his community, and he took it upon himself to fight that battle. He was the first African-American appointed to the Louisiana Oyster Task Force, and today he's still the only African-American to be on the Louisiana Oyster Task Force, and he's nearly 60 now. So for years, for decades, he's committed himself to leveling the playing field in the Louisiana fishing industry. And so when occurrences like Katrina occur or the BP oil spill, he's the person that people really turn to. He steps up on behalf of his community. He just really feels like this is his job. This is what he was put on this earth to do. And so in the wake of the BP oil spill, he testified before Congress. He let them know of the plight of the fishermen in the aftermath of Katrina and what they could possibly be facing with BP. And it's interesting because just about everything that Byron predicted in 2010 has come to pass in 2014, which is very sad. The money that was put up has trickled down, but unfortunately to the wrong people. The actual victims of the spill have either not been compensated or they have been compensated inadequately.
We're talking with Nayla Jefferson. She is the director of this film. It's called Vanishing Pearls, and it is a part of the African American Film Festival releasing movement, and it's premiering this evening in Atlanta. It's interesting to me, Nayla, there are environmental aspects to this story that you're talking about, and that you get into everything from dispersants to the effect of the oil to whether this stuff can come back after these awful spills that have happened before. They still don't know the effects of the Exxon Valdez or the Ixtoc spill from 1979. So there's the scientific aspect. But what's more interesting to me about your film is the fact that you have these people who were independent, who were living off the land, living their own idyllic lifestyle, hardworking in their own way. And all of a sudden, their lifestyle's taken away and they're forced to all of a sudden become accomplished bureaucrats dealing with Washington politicians and corporate mandates. And that part just seems so incredibly cruel to me. One of the things I was struck by was Mary Landrieu, who's a Democrat, a senator in Louisiana, comes across in this film as somewhat of a shill for British Petroleum. And you have Maxine Waters, who officially represents South Central Los Angeles, actually coming and trying to some degree to help these African-American oyster fishermen fight their way.
Right. I think the interesting thing about Louisiana politics is that we have a long, complicated relationship with oil and gas. It's one where the oil and the gas industry has been allowed to drill and really cause environmental damage while making millions and billions of dollars. And unfortunately, Louisiana politicians have been unwilling to stand up to big oil and gas and tell them, you can remain here. You can continue to support into our economy. You can continue to become extremely wealthy. However, you have to be environmentally respectful. You have to make sure that these men and women who dwell along the Gulf Coast can continue to do so. So when you see someone like Mary Landrieu or even David Vitter or Bobby Jindal, I mean, all of these people across party lines in Louisiana, that is the attitude. That if we stand up to oil and gas, big oil and gas, then they'll leave, and our state will be left in dire straits. Now, that indeed is not true. I mean, the natural resource that we have out there is so rich that these companies aren't going to go anywhere. So what we need to do is have our local politicians stand up to these corporations so that places like Point of Lahash are not put in these terrible, terrible positions where really their livelihood is at risk. But you're right, you do have someone like Maxine Waters who doesn't have to conform to the wills of the oil and gas company, who's willing to stand up. Unfortunately, you know, she's not a Louisiana politician. However, she does see how important it is to try and preserve the lifestyles of those in Point of Lahash and along the Gulf Coast.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is the narrative of this in the public's mind is primarily BP's narrative. Look, the Gulf's coming back. We're doing all we can. Whereas your film, Vanishing Pearls, makes the state that that's just the opposite of what's been going on. They've dragged their feet the whole way. They're asking, you know, fishermen who fish since they were kids and don't have a high school degree to provide all sorts of bureaucratic backup to get any sort of reasonable claim. They claim they tried to bum rush people into bad settlements. Where is Point of Lahash right now, and where do you see things going in the near term future?
Well, Point of Lahash, those fishermen harvest their oysters out of the Lake Pontchartrain Basin. Since the BP spill, oyster harvests have dropped 71%. So they are in dire straits. Where do I see this going? I really hope that our local politicians will stand up to BP and tell them they need to true up these claims, these fishermen who are giving $5,000 claims, $25,000 claims, under the predictions that things will return within 2 years. I think our local politicians need to stand up to BP and tell them they need to true up these claims. Right now, there is a court case going on between BP and those who didn't take those initial claims with the Gulf Coast Claims Facility, those $25,000 claims. There's a case going on right now. And the payouts can be more. However, BP has put in appeal after appeal trying to get all of these settlements overturned. They're essentially trying to get out of this scot-free, where they don't have to pay these people. Yes, they've paid states. Yes, they've put in money for cleanup efforts, but they have been very unwilling to pay actual spill victims, mostly those who were fishing. Those who are in the fishing industry. And I honestly think it's because at the end of the day, BP does not want to take responsibility for destroying once fruitful areas in Louisiana's estuaries.
And it's also traditionally, historically easier to take advantage of people that may not be as wealthy in education and money as opposed to wealthy and experience and common sense.
Absolutely. And these people don't have those strong political ties. You know, they don't have a senator that they can just get on the phone and pull strings for them. That's not who these guys are. But they've been satisfied with the lifestyle they've had. It's a simple one, but one that has been very fulfilling to them. And that's all they want. They really want their paradise back. And unfortunately, that's something that BP has taken away from them, not only through their efforts with the Deepwater Horizon spill, but also their unwillingness to pay these claims. And it's one that really our local government has not been helpful in trying to have these fishermen maintain.
We've been talking with Nayla Jefferson. She is the director of a new documentary called Vanishing Pearls that we've been talking about, an official selection of the Slam Dance Film Festival. Those of you who know will know there, I'm guessing. But Nayla, if people want to follow up on this and aren't able to attend this Atlanta premiere this evening, how can they find out more about your film and opportunities to see it?
Well, they can go to vanishingpearls.com, or they can go to affrm.com/vanishingpearls. That's the website for the distribution company.
Well, I'll be honest, I haven't watched the whole thing. I've watched most of it, and I love documentary films, and I found this one very moving. And to me, a good documentarian, you don't really know they're there, and I don't really know you're there in this movie. So please take that as a compliment. And
thank you.
Best wishes with this film, and I hope it gets some word out to people that don't believe everything you read and hear on TV about the Gulfwater Horizon disaster.
Absolutely not. BP is, you know, a multi-billion-dollar company. So this is a huge fight we have ahead of us. But I think we can get the word out, we can get the truth out, and we can really help these people in Point Lohash and along the Gulf Coast salvage their lifestyle.
The documentary is called Vanishing Pearls. Nayla Jefferson, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.